Well, hello again, everyone. And this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We are streaming stories of entrepreneurship and the new economy in 2021 and how everybody is hopefully competing and doing well in business. Our next guest is Will Foussier, co-founder of Ace Up. Welcome, Will.
Thank you, Jeffrey, for having me.
Thank you. Tell us about Ace Up, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course. Well, ASUP is a startup that is born out of the Harvard Innovation Lab in 2017 to help professionals at all levels develop the leadership and business skills they need to succeed in their role and support their organizational growth. At the heart of what we do at ASUP, we help people develop behavioral skills, which I would be very happy to further discuss with you.
Sure. Explain to us the behavioral skills that we need.
Well, you know, there are two types of skills, soft skills and hard skills, as you may know. Hard skills refer to technical skills, which are, of course, essential to succeed in a role. It relates to your functional expertise. When it comes to soft skills, we tend to relate that to behaviors. And as you may know, in the digital world we live in, behaviors are more essential than ever. We live in a world where we can see in the value of leadership, for instance, how behaviors are critical to ensure that people can live with purpose, meaning, and passion, and do the right thing by their people. So ensuring that critical leadership skills and business skills such as executive presence, fostering diversity and inclusion, effective communication, giving and receiving feedback, organizational skills, that's what we specialize on at ASUP.
So let's assume that I'm a user. How do I interact with ASUP, and what am I using? Because it's a software platform, correct?
It is, absolutely. And first of all, it's good to remind that our clients are essentially companies, mid-market and large enterprise. But indeed, our users are employees. They can be high potential subject matter experts. They can be middle and senior managers. And basically, when you start on the ASUP platforms, you will do a comprehensive behavioral profile assessment, which will determine where your level of mastery is at on very specific leadership and business competencies. And based on these assessments, you're going to go through a coach pairing process, which based on different criteria will make sure to match you with the coach you need to reach your goal. And then you will start a comprehensive, what we call IDP, individual development plan, which will ensure a combination of one-on-one coaching, group coaching, but also access to behavioral technology, which include micro-learning, but also habit developments with specific technical prompts that will make sure that you will be able to, throughout your development journey, master these behavioral competencies that are essential for you to succeed in your role.
So since 1985, I've had a management consulting firm, Mage, and we, in 1985, pioneered as SDP, Strategic Development Plan for Individuals.
Yeah, absolutely.
And tell us a little bit about your coaches, because that's been, you know, since I've been doing this for 35 years, you know, the key to me is not just the structure and the software, but it's also who does the coaching and how, you know, how they're supervised. I mean, that's the key. It's still a human interaction at some level, correct?
You're absolutely right, and you used a word that I think is very important to what we do, the word supervise. And not only it's about the vetting process, but it's also about the coaching framework and structure to ensure that we can provide quality and consistency at scale, which is one of the big challenge and complexity of the solutions we develop. Well, first of all, when it comes to the vetting process, obviously, we're looking at professional coaches who are certified, and we look at certifying organization, which we highly consider, such as the International Coach Federation, but others, such as the Marshall Goldsmith Stockholder Certificate, such as the Hudson Institute, the APEC. But beyond this coaching certification, what is very important to the profile of an ASUP coach, I would say, is to have executive management experience and functional expertise. So not only we make sure that our coaches have a minimum of 5, but it depends the profile they coach on our platforms, actual executive management experience in corporate America. We also look for functional expertise in the sense that if they have been engineers, if they have been researcher, but also if they have been salesperson, if they have had technical expertise in a marketing role, these are profiles that are essential to be a good ASUP coach. And last but not least, during our vetting process, we simulate case studies, and we also capture testimonials from previous clients, which makes sure that they can comply to the ASUP coaching framework. And the last thing I would say, Jeff, is we have the chance to have an exclusive partnership with the Harvard Institute of Coaching. And these associations ensure that we can provide ongoing training and educational resources so that our coaches can always grow themselves as professionals. It's important for us to carry the same mission for employees we coach than for the coaches in our network.
All very interesting, and clearly something that I'm interested in as well. I spent most of my career, you know, focusing in on the areas that you're talking about. Will, if someone is looking for you, and by the way, for our listeners, this, if you joined in late or skipped ahead in the tape, Will Fussier, co-founder of ASUP. Will, if someone is looking for ASUP and your particular coaching platform, how would they find you?
Well, as I briefly mentioned, we essentially work with companies, which means that the best way for you as an employee to get ASUP is to ask your HR manager or to ask your HR departments. They are all, or many of them, well aware of what we do. And we have really this dual partnership where, if I can say this, at the heart of our mission is how we can align individual development goals and organizational development goals. And my point is, we always create an environment for employees to reach intrinsic and extrinsic goals, so personal and professional goals. And we always make sure that this is aligned with the business goals of the organization as well. So talk to your HR managers, because we can help you grow and help your organization grow. But if you want to learn more about what we do, www.aceup.com.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your being on the show today, Will. Remind all the listeners, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we will continue to stream stories of entrepreneurship in 2021. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back on Radio Entrepreneurs.